Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible passage is the reading from Galatians. We are all born into a family. You don't get to pick your mom or your dad or your brothers or sisters, your aunts and uncles. You are just born into that family. Now, I want you to think bigger. Bigger than that immediate family, bigger than your relatives. We are born into another family, the human family, the human race. Each one of us is a human being, and this is the family that we have been born into. And this family has certainly its good aspects. Toys for tots, people helping others in need. You could list a whole number of those. But the family, this human family we've been born into, is also a broken family. Dysfunctional? Well, the old word is simply a sinful family. In the next chapter, after Galatians 4, the Apostle Paul gives a list of some of the ways this human family is broken. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. And now listen to this part of the list. Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy. And he finishes with drunkenness and orgies. Well, we know about the brokenness in the whole realm of sexuality and the drunkenness that can occur and the idolatry, but I want to focus this morning on that center section, dissensions, divisions, enmity, hatred. This is the human family, the brokenness of the human family we've been born into. And we're going to start small. I'm going to take those fits of anger and just mention a couple items in life and see if you've ever been angry. You are in a hurry, Professor Jones, and you are driving and you hit four lights that are red in a row. I see you nodding your head. A little fit of anger may just happen at that moment. Or you get in a line at a checkout counter, and the other lines on either side of you are moving way fast, and you get there, and it is a, mark, a price check, right? Yes. And maybe you haven't treated the sales clerk quite as nicely as you should have. I'm going to admit that last Monday, I am not too proud of how I responded. I needed to pay a bill by phone. So I called up the number, and I got an automated bill-paying system. It did not leave me any pauses to say any words. If you want to pay your bill, say pay your bill. If you want to check your account, check your account. If you want to do this, do this. And then there was no pause. It just kept talking. So I would say, pay a bill, and it would say, I didn't understand. And I would say, of course not. You won't shut up so I can say something. The system hung up on me four times. I finally figured it out, though. I just had to push the number one. And if I pushed the number one, I could finally get through it. And I did. I gave it the credit card number and my expiration date and the little security code at the end. And I pressed the one. And we're sorry, our automated system is down right now. 25 minutes later, I called back again, and I just kept saying with every prompt, representative, please, representative, please. I finally got one. She was so nice and personable and helpful. I was not. Fits of anger. We've all had them. But now what I want to do is I want to take them bigger. I want to take them into this human family and to show that those little ones that we can smile a little bit about are really not so humorous. And you just take a look, say in the St. Louis area, and you have a murder rate that will set a record. And you check, and you'll find that the rates for violent crime, which includes rape, assault, and robbery, have gone up. Gun violence has just accelerated. You can talk about domestic abuse. But here in the St. Louis area, I only need to use one word. One word that gets at the divisions and the dissensions and the enmity and the hatred and the jealousy. And that one word is Ferguson. Now I want us to think even bigger. Because we're born into a human family, not just a local family. I saw a video a couple weeks ago called The News, and in this video, there's a man who picks up the newspapers. And while he's looking at the newspapers, we get to see the headlines. These are the headlines from the video. Flight 370 disappears, March 8th, 2014. 276 Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped, April 14th, 2014. ISIS launches offensive in northern Iraq, June 3rd, 2014. Crisis in the Ukraine escalates, March 21st, 2014. Shooting in Ferguson sparks protests, August 10th. 2014. Journalists beheaded in Iraq, August 19th, 2014. Israel-Gaza conflict, 2,200 dead, August 26, 2014. This is the human family that we've been born into. Fits of anger, dissensions, divisions, enmity, hatred, envy, jealousy. This is the brokenness of the human family, and we're born into it. But it's not the only family out there. The Apostle Paul has another family for us. He begins by simply saying, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son. And you can think to all those prophecies. We hear them so often here at Christmas time, Advent. Child is born, a son is given. His name will be Emmanuel, God with us. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you're the smallest of villages, but out of you will come one that is great. There's a great darkness, but a light will shine. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, because a virgin shall conceive and give birth. And you can go back. You can go all back, all the way to the beginning, Adam and Eve. That's where the sinfulness, that's where the brokenness begins. And God gives a promise to Eve that from her offspring will come one. And in the fullness of time, all those promises are fulfilled when God sent forth his Son. Born of woman. He's born one of us. He is born into this human race with us. I love nativity scenes. I asked for one or two at Christmas time from my family members, and so they are now around our house on bookcases and desks and shelves and tables and entertainment center. But of course, the center of every nativity scene is the Christ child. Or the baby Jesus. And you see the tiny little fingers and toes, the hands and the legs and the feet, and the cheeks so soft that Mary could caress it as a mother. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born as one of us. Born under the law, too. And what does the law do? Yes, the law tells us what's right is wrong, but it also tells when you've done something wrong, it will convict you, it will condemn you, it will tell you what kind of punishment there is. And you go back to the garden and that punishment is death. A separation from God, a physical death. Jesus, born of woman, born under the law could not condemn him. The law could not convict him. He has done nothing wrong. And we simply hear this. We hear this. Before he enters Jerusalem, he goes up on a mountain with Peter, James, and John. He is transfigured. There's Moses and Elijah. And what does his father say? This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Nothing wrong. Under the law. And it's kept perfectly. God sent forth his son in the fullness of time, born of woman, born under the law. Why? To redeem those of us under the law. There's a purpose. Sometimes we talk about it as an exchange or a substitution, but what is going to happen when he redeems us is on the cross, those hands and feet so small and in a manger become those hands and feet on a cross. And the punishment we deserve, he's there. My God, why have you forsaken me? The punishment we deserve, he dies. His hands and feet go limp. His lungs stop breathing. And his face, that once soft cheek, is now coated with blood and sweat and dirt. And it is cold and lifeless. To redeem us. In the fullness of time, God has sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem us under the law. Why? That we might receive adoption. There's another family. A family that we are adopted and God chooses us. Tom, God has adopted. Coulter, God has chosen you. David, God has selected you. Beth, you are adopted into God's family. We're born into one family, but God adopts us, brings us into his own because of Jesus, who redeemed us under the law. Born of woman in the fullness of time. And in this adopted family, God sends his Holy Spirit, and it is a different family. Right after that list, right after the list in Galatians 5, Paul then speaks about the Spirit. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What a difference. Enmity, hatred, divisions, fits of anger, patience, self-control, kindness, gentleness. This is God's family we've been adopted into. At the end of the video, the news, the man takes up the newspapers. And in the background, a very familiar hymn is playing. Please. And he takes out a pair of scissors and he starts to clip out the newspaper articles and he arranges them on his desk. And while he's doing that, we hear, O come, Emmanuel. And when he's all done, and he's carefully cut out some of them, we get to see this. All the newspapers there, and the Holy Family, right on top of it all. And then we hear the refrain, Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. We are born into one family, but we are adopted into another one. Rejoice. Amen.